Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Rush Radio here with Chris Cuellar. He is the communications director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And of course, one of the big news items we didn't get to talk about with Jared and you this summer was the rankings that are coming out for football. Those are now out for all schools, class 2A and smaller. First of all, let's just start with that purpose. I know the basketball rankings made a lot of headlines last year and were applied to all classes. Why the rankings for football now and why the smaller schools?
That's a great question, Andrew. I always enjoy our conversations. RPI is used for both playoff qualifying determinations and seeding implications in those larger three classes. So we decided not to use a competing metric for them. While the smaller classes have strictly used district finish and then a point system to determine playoff qualification, at this time we didn't want to mess with that either. But the rankings will help us better, hopefully. We'll have to see, obviously, seed the postseason itself. And we used it to determine what some of those semifinals and finals matchups would be at the Unidome, should those ranked teams get there as well. So during basketball, it also had the additional plus of some nice talking points and positive promotion for the teams and the schools and the sport. We thought it went really well with our committee process in basketball, and we wanted to try it out for football. Just like you've seen tons of other polls and ranking systems, we felt like we could pull together another good committee just like we did in basketball, drive some interest, and then hopefully, you know, as time goes along, make it factor a little better into what should be a more well-seeded and competitive postseason process.
Well, I think one of the questions I've heard is, especially with 3A, 4A, 5A, you already explained the RPI drives it, and there are different driving factors into postseason qualification, but why wouldn't RPI still apply for 2A, 1A, Class A, an 8 player, and why did you think the rankings as an association were a better direction to go?
That's a great question. So RPI is a little more centralized with the smaller schools because we have a little more variance in record. I know that doesn't seem that likely, but we've got more schools that there's less of a middle, if that makes sense. So it ends up our numbers are all end up trending toward the middle, and then we have one fewer game, so the numbers all kind of come a little closer together. There are fewer differentiating factors, and we see fewer crossover games as well between different parts of the state. Now, 8-player has kind of been an outlier there in the last couple of years. I think there's some schools in your neck of the woods, Andrew, that are taking on teams from across the state to start the season, but there are fewer non-district games, so the numbers end up all coming together.
Now, the other thing that you mentioned, too, is there are committees. And I know for basketball, it was really a mix of whether they're current or former coaches, media members, those who have contributed to the sport. What is kind of the general representation for football, and why did you kind of pull some of the names that you did?
Yeah, we did. We ended up going the exact same route as we did for basketball, Andrew. So we had two former coaches, one media member. All those three people were from different regions of the state. And then we had our three IHSAA staff members, which includes myself, on each committee. So essentially 6 people, but we leaned more heavily on those classification, we'll call them experts here. It worked really well in basketball. And for football, we did the exact same thing. So we have 2 former head coaches on each classification from different regions in the state, and then a media member. Flat out, we did not want to do... It's important to our organization to try and be, you know, as transparent as possible in these new processes that we're creating. And we did not want to do what the girls' union does, and that is a ranking process with 1 or 2 people in the room. So we're excited about how this has been going. We're excited about the meetings. I can tell you class 1A discussions were lively, and our folks were really, really well prepared and focused. And so the consensus built process has been really successful for us so far.
Well, and with any rankings, there's going to be some criticisms, and this is just the first week, and we really won't know how things play out until mid-November when we're at the Unidome. But in regards to some of the concerns over that, right, whether it, again, there's some awesome names of people on here, but they're kind of locked into different corners of the state, or some may want to use really heavily BC Moore in a class, whereas another class may not rely at all on computers or numbers. What kind of concerns do you think the setup kind of has some checks and balances in it, and what would you expect to hear from teams or respond to teams if you heard those criticisms?
I would say that with the varied folks that we have, those considerations, you mentioned BC Moore, you mentioned the record, you mentioned what Bound has, you mentioned the eye test. We give everybody access to film. We are trying to make as informed a decision as possible. No one is perfect, and no process is going to be perfect. But we have found these groups to be somewhat, responsive and willing to adjust. And the folks that we have gotten, just as I think you would be if we tapped you for a committee in the future, open to hearing what the other committee members have to say and what some of the other committees have to say. We have a Slack channel that is open to every person on all classes in those committees. And then we have specific Slack channels for just those committees themselves to talk amongst themselves. So we're hoping to, get some more traffic as in those as it goes along. Oversight is everyone's favorite word when it comes to the Athletic Association. I think our staff has played kind of a key role there, where we can communicate what our concerns would be, either when we're building postseason maps or putting together districts or factoring in who's going to be in first or second or third or fourth place. Those are all considerations we have to have as we build towards the postseason process. And we've tried to be clear about communicating those with the committee members. We're trying to do as honest and positive job as we can do and make sure everybody can sleep at night after we release these things.
Well, and I know this is always a question I ask because it started with basketball. It sounds like that's going to continue well into the future with basketball because of the popularity and it seemed like general success in some of the classes. And as you said, the feedback that some of the members made and maybe have better rankings coming up this year. Football was obviously a very big popular sport, and I'm sure it's not hard to find committee members. Is the association interested in other sports? I know baseball has a coaches association that really kind of takes care of their rankings and other sports. But is this kind of still a case-by-case basis, I would assume?
It's been case by case, but I think we're trying to take on more and in other sports as this school year goes along. I'm not sure that all the committee processes are going to be identical. Football was very different than basketball in terms of finding former coaches. A lot of coaches stay on the sideline, whether that's at the varsity level or another level, even past their retirement time. So it was pretty difficult to track down coaches who were still living in the state and plugged in and willing to go out and watch high school games, but were not actively coaching. So to try and just make them as neutral as possible, which I'm sure you can appreciate. So I don't know exactly how that'll look when it comes to another team sport, a dual team wrestling, soccer, maybe baseball. I don't know exactly how those committees will look, what that input will be like. Maybe there will be some relationship with those coaches' associations to try and put something together. But we're just trying to do the best job we can with folks who we know are committed to do the exact same thing for their sport.
Once again, that was Chris Cuellar with the Iowa High School Athletic Association discussing the new football rankings. For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.